This is the Word of God from the Household of David Church. It is a message designed to raise men after God's own heart. Listen and be blessed.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So wonderful to see all these precious people here today. Hallelujah. Thank God for last Sunday. I was around, but I couldn't preach. My voice was under serious. So I sat in the lounge. So nobody would talk to me after service. Because no matter how I was feeling, some people would still want to see me after service. So I joined leaders prayer in the morning. And then the rest of the day, I was just lying down there. Because I just came back. I was totally. But Jesus is Lord. And I saw the wonderful message by Captain D and Pastor Joshua. It looks like they should just continue to preach. Why I just enjoy myself on Sunday. I don't have to preach every Sunday. I too can listen. Acts 20:32. Supposed to be a short message this morning. Listen, this week we have so many things to do and we are going to be very fast. We are working towards being sure that the ACs are fixed before Sunday. The tiles are fixed before Sunday. Probably the screens are fixed before Sunday. And that the stage is fixed before Sunday. So see how many things we've done in a week. And I think for now, we already have, 12 ACs. But we need 6 more. So we need 6 more. I believe that after service, there will be 6 people or 12 people that will buy all the 6. Yeah. Let me say this to people. See, I saw that they already brought all the tiles here. When a work is going on this fast, some think that some of us give because we have millions that we have kept somewhere. No. It is called passion. Where your heart is, it's just that some of us think kingdom first. And when they say kingdom agenda, we don't wait. This is what some people do. They wait. They want God to give them surplus. Then out of the surplus, they give to God. That way, that is not the way of the kingdom of God. It will give you a seed. You will need that seed for many things. But that seed will never be enough for what you want to do. Whatever you see more than once in the Bible, it's a pattern. It's going to give you a seed. When you sow, then it multiplies the harvest to you. That's how to walk in abundance in the kingdom. It's a principle. So there are many Christians, they are waiting for one day that God will break that principle for them. Give them 50 million. Then they will build the house of 30 million and then give God 5 million. Unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. According to the Bible, God knows that you need 20 million. It will give you 2 million. It will ask you to sow a seed of 1 million. And this is where, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because it takes faith to do what I've just said now. Lord, my car is to be fixed. My rent is to be paid. This one is to be paid. Jesus will only tell you one thing. Exactly what Elijah told the woman. The kingdom first, all other things next. Is that true? You know, we sing it in songs. Kingdom. Kingdom first. The kingdom comes before your makeup. Before Brazilian hair. Or Italian hair. Or wherever the hair is from. The kingdom. Hallelujah. You see, it doesn't happen every time that God will say, you should break yourself to give. God believes in saving and the rest. But you see, like last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, the building didn't get burned. When you see a sudden opportunity, don't waste it. Yes. Did you get what I've just said now? It is true. There will be from time to time a sudden kingdom need that rise. It doesn't happen every month. It does not even happen at times every 6 months or every 1 year. So those other times, God expects you, you are entitled, yes, but save, do other things. But when there is a sudden call in the kingdom, and you can see with your eyes that this is a legitimate need of the kingdom, don't hold back. It's an opportunity to expand you. Somebody just get what I just said now. By the grace of God, when you come on Sunday, all the things I mentioned, if any one of them is missing, it's not because of supply, it is because of timing. But we are working towards being everything. And what I'm saying, because I do know that as soon as the service ends, some will rise and respond to what I have said. Some will be thinking about it. I have 2 million. He's looking at it. Lord, should I? I don't know. You know, things are hard in Nigeria. What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to keep this money. Well, the money can't save you anyway. Hallelujah. But the seed principle is powerful. Every farmer understands this. Keeping the grains in your store does not help you. When you sow it, you lose it because you bury it first and you can't see it again. It feels good to walk into your store and see the bag of grain. But when you go to farm and you tear that bag and plant under the soil, when you go to your storehouse the following day, there are no grains again, no bag of grain. You don't look like a man that has grain anymore. You have buried the one you had yesterday. But wait for some months. Then there will be a difference between the one keeping it in the store and the one who has let go of it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. In a few times, I go and I share repeatedly along this line. Not because we are... It's just because somehow some Christians are thinking that God is going to create a special method to reach out to them. I told the leaders, even though some of them said I should not announce, well, the way we do it will be in a coded way, that probably this same month of April, when we settle down well, one of the things that I want to do is that on a Sunday morning, I'm going to give 250,000 to 20 widows. And that might happen in the next 2 or 3 weeks, each one of them. It just came to my heart that the people among us, now, when we do that kind of thing, if you happen to be among those who receive that money, one of the things you should do before God is to vow that this is the last time I'll be bailed out. That Lord, help me also, that after now, I begin to help other people. But what I see around many times, I've been around for a while, when people... You must not have the mentality that you are the poor who must be helped. When you do that, you stay in that state. Are you surprised that Africa has been begging for money from the time you were born till now? COVID, they sent stuff to Africa. This one to Africa. That one, we are the ones in need of aid. Why? Every time Africa thinks that Europe must help them. And since they've been helping us, I have never complained, which I told somebody, when whites act somehow, when I'm abroad, it only happens to me anyway, but when I see them treating black somehow, I have said to a friend of mine, nobody will respect black race until there is a black nation that is prosperous on earth. There's no black nation without political turmoil, problem one day, somebody sits over 50 billion, the rest are poor, bad road potholes. Why do you deserve the respect of other nations? So we go around and we complain of racism and the rest of us. Why is it that it is in white nations that democracy is working? In Africa, it is something else. Show me one black nation that is not having trouble on that right now. One black nation. Is it a curse? But it begins with Africa things. So we have all the mineral resources. Our fathers were working on it. Then the white man came and showed us what was under our ground. Not their ground. Our ground. Then they took our cocoa and sent chocolate to us and we bought it. Africa. But you see, it starts with a mentality we don't have. So they came to our land. We accused the whites of capturing Africans. They gave mirror to one of us. He went to capture the rest of his brothers and sold them to the whites. Have you seen the film by, what's the name of this guy? That he acted in River State. I think Fred Amata also. About how colonialism, how it happened. The whites were not bold enough to venture into the city streets. They will pack their ship somewhere far and hide. Then they will parley with a black man who will go and entice and deceive the rest to follow him to the ship. And have you watched any colonial, any of these films? That the whites in the black land were always being protected by black. All their policemen that will kill. I saw it happen to India also. I just saw a movie about how India too was rescued. The blacks, of the whites oppressing them. They took a girl's daughter, and the mom was a woman, and the woman was crying. And the guy wanted to shoot the woman. And you know, the white man told him that bullet is expensive, that this is a waste, this is just a cheap life. Why don't you use stick? And they took the stick and broke it on the woman and said that she died. Now, these are fellow Indians carrying out the laws against their people of the. That's why Jesus said, to him that has, more will be given. To him that does not have, even what he has. And I've explained that to me. That shows that to him that does not have, he actually has something, but he thinks he has nothing. It's true. I didn't plan to say this morning, but it's helping somebody. See, in the house of God, the word of God corrects our mentality. There might not be much in your account. Don't begin to believe that you are poor. You are not. Real wealth, after all, many of you have never seen your money before. You only get alerts. Alert says that you have 7 million, but you've not seen the 7 million. What about if we are lying to you? Your bank says, boom, boom, and you see. And you believe. What you are reading is a letter. Your account balance is now, and at times they will say it, 6,662 naira. Then the following day, say somebody has paid 2 million to your account. Now your account balance is 2,600,000, and you are happy, but you have not seen the money. You're only looking at your phone. That means wealth is intangible. Health that you have, wisdom that you have, good family that you have, good neighbors that you have, good relationships that you have, the brain that you have, they are more than any earthly treasure. Treasure them. When you do and you believe that you have something, gradually you begin to grow into wealth if you begin to put it to use. The winning in life begins with a mentality, not physical stuff. That's where it begins from. You must just believe that there's something about you. Hallelujah. Are you with me? I will never forget when I asked a lady, probably she's watching now, she's always watching now. She's a doctor in America now, she know. I think I said it before. She's been there a few times, and then she said, so I decided to ask her one day that when you were in secondary school, she went to girls only school. She actually had the best SSC result in West Africa. She had 9 A1s. And you know, some of us, one A self was a struggle. So somebody having A1 in Yoruba, math, further math, chemistry, biology, that kind of thing. Then she was in Pastor Bailey's class in UI. They were all medical, and she was also the best medical student of the year. So one day I asked her, when she was in our fellowship, isn't that you have never seen a question that you cannot answer or what? That when they put paper before you, 9 A1s, me, I did not have 1 A1. I have 1 A3 or so, and then credit. Well, stop looking at me. You did have A1 also. So. How many of you had A1s? Let me see. Tell the truth. You had, let's start with, how many people had 6 A1s? I guarantee you that there won't be any, and maybe more. Okay, thank you. If you had 6 A1s, minimum of 6 A1s, can I see your hand? Please stand. Now I'm serious. You had minimum of 6 A1s in your SSC series, or can you stand? 6 A1s. I'm serious, stand. Nobody. Lord, give us members that are brilliant. 5 A1s. 5. They are watching us live. Maybe I should stop. 4. Okay, somebody had 4. Thank you, sir. 3. 3, somebody, 1, 2. Edgar, you have 3 A1s. Wow. You have 3 A1s. We have 3 A1s. Awesome. Oh, some people in the choir. God bless you. Let me see. Those are reason. Let me see your hand. Stand. Let me see your face. Wow. Wow. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. Sam, how many? Hey, the music. Okay, you had some distinctions. At least A, more than 5 A's. Maybe A1, A2, A3. But A, can I see your hand? Now, so many hands. Wonderful. And then, you know, I just asked this lady this question that when you sit before an exam, and she said that, Pastor, because I was a pastor then, that most people don't even know. She said, at times, when I open a question, honestly, I too don't know. He said, but because God has helped me that when early in life, I was always having good results, that has led to a kind of confidence in God that you can't fail. He said, so there were exams that I wrote that the first 10 minutes, I didn't know what to write. He said, I will close the book back and lean on my seat and close my eyes and tell myself that I will just think of when all through primary school, I got 99, 100, 99, 100, and I will tell myself that, well, I didn't get there by myself. That you are there. Say, I will tell myself, he said, like a voice saying to me from inside, that there's no question that you are prepared for that you cannot answer. He said, so after a while, I will open again. If we have 10 questions, he said, I will start with anyone that I have a bit of idea. And he said, once I'm able to start with one, others will start flowing. You see, confidence in life. I don't know how many of you have taught people how to drive before. People with confidence will master it in no time. People that are afraid are the most difficult to teach how to drive. Yeah. Yes, it is true. And do you know, I'm not saying you should do this. I grew up as a very reckless driver. Interestingly, I've not had an accident. But I just want to tell you this. This is very real. That's what you see with all those people who do smuggling. They smuggle cars in. They drive recklessly, but they hardly have accidents. You see, on the express, even if you drive nonsense, veer out of your lane and face the oncoming vehicle, if you are full of confidence, they will be the one moving away from you. You will not hit anybody. Now, I'm not saying you should do that. It is wrong. But I'm just telling you that many times when people make a mistake while driving and they see a trailer and they panic, is the reason for the accident. Because many times, most of those roads can actually take 3 cars. Try over and over again. Where you see 2 head-on collision, put 3 cars on the road. And you saw that many times the road can take up to 4 cars. So why the collision? Once people go out and they see this car, hey, and then that is it. But the one that is an expert in running away from police, no matter what he sees, he will figure another way to pass. It is true. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is what the word of God does. I want to read the scripture and I'll close. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Is somebody blessed already this morning?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Say, we are blessed people. Say it again.
We are blessed.
A time will come, and the time has come, that on Sundays, we do a lot of charity stuff. Especially because of the state of the nation. But when you hear the kind of language, don't start thinking that, hey, they need to help me. No, we need to help people. Put yourself as one of the people. Is there anything wrong if we start giving 1,000 widows every Sunday money? There's nothing wrong. Yeah. I don't know how many students could face with pain, but if we multiply it by 100, is there anything wrong? There's nothing wrong. But a church that will do that must be a church that the people in the church have the mentality of a champion. Yes. Then they can reach out. And the more they reach out, the more God blesses them. Not someone that is just thinking. Anytime he hears them talking about money, he's thinking about how it will be the object of their attention. So ahead, will they give to me? Will they help me? Will they do this for me? No. See, many times, and usually I get information through the leaders, workers who have needs, and many people seated here by the grace of God can testify to this. Workers who serve diligently and they have needs in their life, they don't want to talk to anybody about it. Don't let me hear about it. I respond immediately, and many times we give up. Because these people come, they join to what they do, and they have needs, and they don't mention it. Pastor, people will come to church for the first time and they are waiting after the service to tell us how the roof over their house fell and it was God that delivered them. And I'll be like, well, which church were you attending before? You can't come here because you have a need. Are you getting what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Yeah. They were the ones that made us to start doing something. Now we don't give to people directly for health. We go to the hospital where the bill is and we pay the bill there. Because some people you give to them and, you know, people tell stories about their child having deformity just to get money. And the child is healed and nothing. What kind of spirit is that? I sent some leaders to one hospital to go and pay the bill. The nurse stood up point blank. We don't know this person. The name doesn't. And he met them at the entrance and he was begging that, you know, just understand. I just have to tell you a story. Because he thought we're not going to go. Are you sure? Last week, he said, yes, last week, this one. Are you sure? Like, I said, okay. And they put him in the car and they go to last one. There was nothing. Even at the gate, he still didn't give up. He thought that they were faking, that they weren't going to go to ask. Poverty is crazy. Hallelujah. Acts 20:32. Are you there? You know, some people are still looking at me this way that you don't know, but I'm in such a need. You are already blessed to be in this congregation. The grace of God is on you. Christ lives in you. I am saying that begin to think positively about life from the word of God. We are, first of all, what we don't become inside, we don't become outside. The Lord begins his correction from inside out. As you wake up in the morning, you must begin to celebrate life. Then the real reason to be happy will start coming all around you. It is true. It is impossible to have a very prosperous marriage when you're always angry with the other person and refuse to see something good in the person. As you wake up, you are waiting for what to complain about. You will complain forever. You can't be nagging. You can't nag a child into correction. Every time you talk about the shortcomings of your son, and you think one day will become a hero and become by you talking and talking, you will overtalk. There's nothing wrong with correcting, but do you also spend time to affirm, to love, and to say things about that child, about that man, about that woman? You know, if not for Christianity, some people would have divorced their wife a long time ago. But they are afraid of judgment. But love has disappeared. As she's dressing in the morning, she's looking. Look at her head. Like the shape of the top. And she's looking like she's see. The guy is wearing suit and standing before the mirror. And the wife is looking from behind. Idiot. Now, what was he wearing? And this is... And in the morning they start. In the morning, early in the morning, I will rise and praise the Lord. And she just said, no, don't join me. Pray your own. God answers where you are not there. So, hallelujah. What is in Acts 10:32? My time is up. The Bible says, oh, we are missing the screen. Next week we use it. Now I commend you to what? Say it again. Let's read that 20:32 together. Everybody, want to go? The word of God, I will speak a little more about this second service. Able to build you up. Able to build you up. When you get born again, you are not fully built up yet. Something builds you up. Something changes your life. Something builds you up to the point that you know how to respond to every situation. Something builds you up. And that is the word of God. The forces of life are very strong and they are real. If you are not built up, it will overcome you. Like it's overcoming many Christians. You see, along the journey of your Christian faith, there are different things that the King will have you learn. Paul said that I have learned how to deal with abundance and how to deal with shortage. Then he said, I can do all things. Many people don't even know the origin of that scripture, I can do all things. Paul started by saying, he was actually referring to the fact that I can both rejoice in abundance and manage adversity very well. Your stars as a general of Christ, they are not complete if God hasn't taught you both to how to handle good times and bad times. Yeah. And you are not going to tell God theoretically, Lord, I thank you I know how to handle bad times. There will be some disappointments, some challenges, some issues that will come to prove the authenticity of your faith. Not teaching people this is why many Christians are weak. And any small thing, they leave church, go on social media, and start attacking them. There's no love in church. Don't you understand? The Lord, if you are Joseph, your brethren must train you. And the training is not palatable. You are crying in the morning because people are talking about you. And so what? Praise the Lord. So, it's like, you see, let me close with this. Maybe when you go to the airport, I go to some other places in Lagos, maybe somewhere in Alausa, there are places where they have multi-level parking. When you want to do that kind of thing, I'm not an architect and I'm not a building engineer, Pastor Wokewe, but I do know that because many vehicles will park upon one another, the ground, the strength of the wall, the strength of those layers will be stronger than ordinary wall here because of what a car can park on it for days. So they are going to use concrete. They are going to use, when the Lord wants to build something heavy on you, the materials he will use to make you will be different. And this is at the point where many Christians run away. If the Lord wants in the days to come that when you talk, young girls are massively blessed, they are healed of disappointments. God might begin by allowing certain guys to disappoint you. You give your heart and your love and everything to a guy, and then he runs away with a girl not as fine as yourself. And the Lord says you should forgive him and send a seed to him. But here you are sending curses. And you don't know that it's for your good. Whoever is going should go. It should not be part of your life. But you cannot see the overall picture. So you get angry. The reason why we get angry in life, there are times, and when it comes to this matter, like Pastor Ogbele said, it is true. These are moments when you start praying and God will keep quiet. Because there is a time that the Lord teaches you certain things. And then there is also exam time. And lecturers don't talk during exam. He has taught you till last week. Now you are writing exam. The same lecturer can be around, but it's not allowed to continue to do the teaching while you are writing exam. Is that true? I don't know the school you went to. Maybe your lecturer came and was still lecturing when you are writing with the exam paper. I said, okay, number 5. Remember I taught you last week, osmosis is like when it moves from the region of lower concentration to higher and it continues. I don't know. But generally speaking, in my own school, in fact, we had a lecturer there. He loved exam time to mock all of us. It will not be the invitation, but he will come in while the exam, and he'll be looking at all of you and start talking. Look at them. Say, zero head. That was teaching, they were laughing. And he will be talking. One day, he said, sir, shut up and let's write this exam. You understand? So God will keep quiet. He expects you that what he has taught you is now time to practice it. So the guy leaves and God is saying, you are praying, Lord, don't let him leave. Don't let him leave. Lord, don't let him leave. Lord, don't let his mom convince him that I'm not the woman. And then that same evening when you are finished offering the prayer, he says, mom says you are not the woman. And then he goes. And then you are there. And you are wondering, Lord, why? This is the point where many Christians lose interest in God. Because nobody has taught you that even the prayers that you think God is not answering, he's actually answering you. Yes, The Lord is not a parrot. He doesn't talk every time. Like, at times I'm doing something for my son and he's pestering me. Daddy, it's what you're asking that I'm doing. Let me concentrate on what I'm doing. At times the Lord is saying to many people, I say, I'm working on your case. Leave me alone. You just worship and study the Bible. In 2 months' time, you shall have the victory you are talking about. It will be sweeter than whatever you can expect. But you are not hearing. You are bombarding heaven. Oh God, oh God. And then from one prayer platform to another, and then physical platform, and then physical mountain, and physical valley, and then you go under the water, and then you go everywhere praying. And at the end of the day, you are sad. I don't know why. We have prayed. We have asked God. When you knock repeatedly and the door looks like it's not opening, men and brethren, relax and keep giving God praise. When the time comes, they will not only open, they will carry you inside. Yeah. It is your season. I do know that this week, many answers will come. Yeah. The Lord will lift many people. Yeah. This is why you should let the word of God guide you. Let's rise. Is somebody blessed? The word will build you up. You'll be so strong. You'll be immovable. You are not shifting every time. You are not living in fear. The word that is able to build you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The word might begin to train you to stop leaning on men. There are many of you that God has attempted to teach many times. What God has been trying to get across with that stop depending on men. They have disappointed you enough, yet you are still pursuing people. Any need, you think of people. And when you tell them, they expose you, they disappoint you, and they leave you, and you still haven't learned that vain is the help of man. You still depend so much on people. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Zela Marakia Masele Mandala Bakuria Mandelemo. One man said that even if I have nothing to thank God for, that I am going to heaven. He said, at least at the end of the day, all problems end here. So if I close my eyes and I wake up in eternity, Paul said, for me to die is gain. Is gain. He said, if only in this world we have hope, we have all men most miserable. So when it is all said and done, I pursued this, I didn't get it. Maybe somebody did not even get healed at the end of one day, the trumpet shall sound or we shall close our eyes and for me to live. At least there in heaven, there is a door you pass through. As you are going in, all deformity disappears. Everybody in heaven will look like 30-something years old. You'll go back to the finest face you ever had on earth, better than that. So that was how Jesus led the scene at age 33. Almost everybody, you see, if you have seen an angel, for they all look like somebody in their mid-30s. Yeah, these are people who have been around before the foundation of the earth. And when you go to heaven also, you can see some elders, but majority of people you see in heaven, they look like when they were in their 30s. Because that time, your fineness between 25 and 30. God gives you that back. That's how you see. Wrinkles will disappear. So even if there's nothing to thank God for the fact that at the end of the day, if you really know you are going to heaven, at least, even if we lose battles here or not, one thing is certain. There is a place where there is no battle again. This world is not my home. I am just passing through. That alone will trigger joy. But how much more? Even or not, God will visit you. It's just your try just for a moment. The glory days are here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can all single ladies begin to rejoice about your marriage? People rejoice about your children. Rejoice about what God has done. It's your season and it's your time. Lift up your hands and give God praise. Father, thank you for your word. Forever, oh Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. We honor you, we give you praise. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Somebody shout a loud amen.
Thank you for being a part of our broadcast. You know, we never like to end without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Coming into Christ is beyond joining a church, is beyond a religion. it is joining God's family. And that is done when you believe in Christ Jesus. So I just want to lead you right away now. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died and rose again and that you paid for my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior, and from today I belong to you. If you have said those words, we'll believe you are born again. You are part of God's family right now. You can go ahead and rejoice about it. God bless you. We love you. Stay blessed.